Hi, I'm Dr. Danny Sands of Cisco's Internet Business Solutions Group, and I'm also a part-time primary care physician at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center.
And I'm e-patient Dave DeBronkart, and for a number of years I've been one of Dr. Sands' patients.
So yesterday, together, we delivered a presentation at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center. It was Medical Grand Rounds, and it was entitled Illness in the Age of E, a Case Study in Participatory Medicine.
And what it was about was the story of my illness a few years ago. I was diagnosed totally incidentally, by accident, coincidentally. I went in for a shoulder x-ray for a sore shoulder, and it just happened to show that right up next to that shoulder joint in my lung was a golf ball-sized tumor, which turned out to be stage 4, grade 4 kidney cancer. And the drama that unfolded was substantially changed by the way that we used the internet together. And this is something new that's in healthcare. Why was it that you felt that it's important to teach this at a major academic medical center?
What we're trying to do is we're talking about how connected technology can change the experience of health and of illness for both patients and for clinicians, doctors, nurses, mm-hmm. and so on. And this is a cultural shift, which is engaging patients in their healthcare, having a partnership between patients and clinicians, mm-hmm. and using connected information technology to improve the connections between patients and clinicians, and also improve other connections in the healthcare system, patients to other patients, for example. Mm-hmm. And if we're going to change a culture, what we have to do is we have to change all the parts that create the culture. So part of that is educating patients to be more participatory in the way they think about their health. And part of it is changing the clinicians, the people who provide care. So for one thing, I wanted to bring this to a group of physicians to show them how these technologies make a difference and how this participatory model really changes the experience, and not just for the patient, but also for the physician.
Yeah, it's, Dr. Sands has a slide that he used in our talk. It's quoting Francis Bacon saying, knowledge is power. And that really is the essence of what's going on here. We belong to a study group called the ePatient Scholars Working Group that was formed by a guy named Tom Ferguson, a doctor who died a few years ago. And he foresaw that at the core of providing value in a medical transaction is knowledge, information. And that in the past, that information was accessible only to people who had been to medical school and were connected to data in the hospitals, and that the internet would profoundly change that, literally turn healthcare on its head. And in fact, all the different ways that we use technology together during my illness illustrate that.
Yeah, it's really a great story that's illustrative of how all of these tools really make a difference and really make it easier for patients to be more engaged in their health, and for patients and clinicians to be connected together.
It goes both ways. On the one hand, I was able, using PatientSight, the personal health record system at Beth Israel Deaconess, I was able to look at my medical records, read my radiology reports, give my password to medically knowledgeable friends and family so they could share access to my lab results and explain things to me. And on the other hand, Dr. Sands was able to look at my CaringBridge site, that's a free community networking site, and see what I was discussing with my family and friends and the support they were giving me. So I was more engaged in my care, and he was more engaged with my life.
So this is a new model of care that we think is very, very important. And Dave and I are actually the co-chairs of a new society that we formed as a result of partially as a result of this experience and previous experiences. It's called the Society for Participatory Medicine, and it's at participatorymedicine.org. And through that site, through this organization, what we hope to do is really change the culture. And it's stories like this that we hope will do that.
Yeah. It's really about getting past the paradigm of where all medical knowledge and all medical responsibility belongs to the physician. Now that we're connected using technology, patients and their caregivers and their social communities can be active participants in care, And we know that's just going to make a better world for everyone.
So we told this story. We had a great response to it. I think we've changed a lot of minds through describing this story. I think the society will do more of that. And the best news about the story is that the story we told of Dave's illness actually had a happy ending. Because Dave was diagnosed how many years ago now?
Almost three years ago.
And has done, fortunately, very well.
Yeah, my median survival time was 24 weeks, and here we are 3 years later.
Yeah. So, thanks for listening.
This podcast was produced by Cisco Internet Business Solutions Group.